Well, minutes from the Reserve Bank's May meeting show that borrowers, ironically, actually have the retail banks to thank for last month's larger-than-expected official rate cut. The Reserve Board also said that its forecasts had been too optimistic. Our business reporter Michael Yander was at the Reserve Bank this morning in Sydney to read the minutes, and he joins us now. So, Michael, what did the Board say about those rate moves by the retail banks?
Well, Eleanor, the Reserve Bank was clearly looking at a rate cut of some form at its May meeting due to the deterioration in the economic circumstances in Australia, but it was probably originally thinking of a 25 basis point cut, but because the banks had added about 10 to 12 basis points independently to their loan rates between the last cut in December and the May board meeting, the Reserve Bank felt it had to cut more to get the real lending rates in the economy down below where they were back in December. The Reserve Bank also seemed to anticipate that not all of its rate cut would be passed on in May, and so that's why the Reserve Bank went with a 50 basis point cut. So far, most banks have passed on around 30 or 40 basis points of that cut, and when you factor that in with the 10 or 12 basis points they increased rates independently before the May meeting, that does leave lending rates in the real economy about 25 basis points lower than where they were in December, which is roughly where the Reserve Bank wanted them.
Complicated equation. Well, the Reserve Bank Board confirmed that it misjudged the strength of the economy earlier this year. Did it say where it went wrong there?
Well, it did lower its forecasts in the statement on monetary policy about a week and a half ago by about half a percentage point to 3%. That factored into its decision to cut rates in May. Housing was one of the main areas, and Philip Lowe, the Deputy Governor, talked about this in a speech yesterday as well, that a lack of confidence in the housing market is really pulling the Australian economy below where the Reserve Bank expected it to be. They expected that the fall in house prices and the rise in rental income that relative to prices that we've seen would have attracted some investors in or some new home buyers, but that hasn't really happened because people are worried that house prices might keep falling, and that's kept investors away and that's slowed economic growth.
Michael, any clues in these minutes about future moves on rates?
As always, the Reserve Bank's very cagey about what it's going to do in the future, but what it is looking at in the short term is overseas developments. So it's looking very closely at Greece. Of course, before the May board meeting, the Greek election outcome wasn't known. The French election outcome wasn't known. But it was anticipated that there would be problems with the current Greek parliament, and they'll be keeping a very close eye on that. If the Greek situation deteriorates further, that's the most likely catalyst for a rate cut in the short term. Otherwise, most economists expect the bank to wait until after the next inflation figures, which come out in late July, which would mean the August meeting.
Michael Yander, our business reporter, thank you.